Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Nothing worse than going out with somebody only to never hear from them again. Why? Well, we're going to help you get answers. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Mary.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mary. Tell us about Justin and what happened.
All right. Well, so we obviously went on like one date and we played Topgolf. Mm-hmm. And it was very like romantic, but kind of in a cliche way. Like, I've never hit a golf ball before. Like, I've never golfed in my entire life. But it sounded, like, fine. Like, I'm always, like, up to trying new things. But, like, just like in the movies, he stood behind me and helped me with my swing, you know, put his arms, like, around my arms, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was just, like, a perfect movie moment. But we had a lot of fun. Like, he was really patient. Like, he knew how to play golf, and he was very patient, like, helping me, like, you know, learn the ropes. And we had a really great time, you know. It was just a really fun date. And that was a week ago. And the next day, he was texting me all day long. Like, you know, we were going back and forth. Very flirtatious text. I can't wait to see you again. You know, blah, blah, blah. But then after that, nothing. Day after the date, so much talking. Next day, 2 days after the date, radio silence. So, like, I don't know what happened because we had such a great time.
I mean, really, I mean, my mind goes straight to someone else.
Yeah, he has another, yeah.
Someone else is in the picture.
Totally. Or someone just came back into the picture.
Right. Let's give him a call and see if we can figure out what happened, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Justin?
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, don't hang up. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and we're doing a radio show on Mix 94.7, and we're just here to offer some support to Mary, who is also on the line, and that's the reason we're calling you, because she told us a wonderful story about how you guys went out and how much fun you had at Topgolf, and she said that she heard from you right after that, but then has it for a while, and she's concerned, and we just wanted to check and see if we can't facilitate here, maybe be a part of a conversation to try to get some answers, and if for whatever reason you just weren't into her, that's fine. She just wants to know. So do you mind talking to us and helping us get to the bottom of this?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, I'll talk to you guys.
Thank you.
So it's pretty simple, really. She didn't tell me she was pregnant.
What do you mean?
I mean,
are you Mary's wait? Hold on, pregnant. Mary, are you pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that far along. It's
I'm not that pregnant.
So you're just a little pregnant,
just a smidge.
Okay.
Well, congrats.
So, yes, congrats.
So, how did you find out, Justin?
Well, so we got set up because a friend of mine is dating one of Mary's friends. Neither of them mentioned it. I guess they assumed probably that she would say something to me before we went out. But I called up my buddy and I was like, yeah, I told him about the date. And he was like, that's really cool that you'll go out and you'll date a girl who's pregnant. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me, he was like, oh, she didn't tell you? So
it's a weird position to be put in because now you feel like probably a
I don't know. It's the kind of thing I would expect that she would tell me before we go out.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, during the date at some point.
Yeah, that's very fair.
But it's very awkward to tell you during the date. You had to do it before the date. I mean, isn't that one thing you just like when you meet someone, like, hey, just a heads up?
Absolutely. But I mean, I'm going to back you up too that you absolutely 100% should have told him and you made a mistake and that's okay. We can move on from mistakes. But I'm sure it's very hard because you just want to go on a date. And then if you tell a guy you're pregnant, he's going to be like, okay, bye.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a couple of questions here. You don't, obviously don't have to answer if you don't feel comfortable, but everybody's wanting to know, okay, so why didn't you tell him, A, and B, what's going on with baby daddy?
Okay, so I wanted to say something. I mean, it's an awkward, like, it's something weird to bring up. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not very far along. The baby daddy is not in my life. It was a one-night thing. It's something I wanted to bring up. I just didn't know how to broach that conversation, mostly because we were having so much fun, and as weird as it sounds, like, I just wanted to have a night where I wasn't thinking about, like, being pregnant, not having a support system, you know, not having the father in this baby's life. Like,
you
I just
wanted normalcy,
like,
again.
To just forget about it. But, I mean, I did want to tell him, and honestly, like, I'm a little frustrated that, like, my girlfriend told his friend, I mean, because that was something, like, we were supposed to keep in private. Like, I told her, like, I was going to tell him, like, I had to figure out a way to after, like, you know, our really great date, because after the date I really wanted to say something because I wanted it to go forward. So, like, it's more frustrating that, like, somebody else took the liberty to, like, tell him my personal situation and didn't let me give, like, the real, you know, tell him the whole story.
Well, I mean, we're going to back out at this point because obviously you know exactly what happened. And Justin, I don't know if this is something that you can get past or even want to talk about, but obviously, you know how to get a hold with one another, and, you know, she does really like you, and maybe, you know, you might want to consider just having a conversation. Just our suggestion.
Listen, I mean, the whole thing to me is just, she sounds irresponsible. She even had a drink while we were on the date. Like, that's, like, you're not supposed to do that when you're pregnant,
are
you?
Okay, first of all, my body, my decision. And also, having a glass of wine is perfectly
okay.
Yeah. I've read the baby books. I know a glass of wine is perfectly okay. So if you're not my OB, you can keep your mouth out of my uterus.
Oh, wow. Okay. On that note.
if there's even a chance that it could affect the baby, why would you do it? That's the
well,
thing. That's
anyway, my, this like, is a conversation anyway. For a whole other day. Yeah.
They're definitely not going out again. Okay.
Mary's in a tough position. I get it. You should have said something.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Now we have answers. Good luck to you guys. Mary, congratulations.
Congrats.
Whatever you choose
for
to
sure.
do.
Congrats.
And Justin.
Baby. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.